This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am a huge fan of rotisserie chicken. There is. This sounds like an ad. It's not an ad. It's Devin's On Demand, by the way. Welcome to another episode. It is Thursday, June 2nd. Back to the rotisserie chicken. You don't have to cook. It's easy. It's delicious. Why am I talking about this? Today's National Rotisserie Chicken Day, which I had no idea that was a thing. To be fair, there's a lot of these random holidays. I mean, there's probably like National Paperclip Day. I mean, like there's something for almost anything you could think of. The fact, though, that those delicious whole chickens are only about $6 at Wegmans is almost alarming. I don't like to think about it too much. Like, how is it that cheap to get this whole chicken for like $6, but it is good. Anyways, here's some good news. Rochester's getting $80 million from the state to help us revitalize the city through a number of projects. I know that this money is probably going to be sent to whomever in bank, you know, to people's bank accounts digitally. But I would love to see someone deliver $80 million to us in cash. And just like a series of wagons, I'd love to see someone from the state just like open up the back of a pickup truck and just, you know, here you go. We can make a whole party out of it, you know? Here's a bizarre broken world record. There's a guy from France who broke the record for most bungee jumps in 24 hours. Are you ready for this? 765 bungee jumps in 24 hours, all off the same bridge in Scotland, about 130 feet off the ground. He would jump, they would pull him back up, and then he would jump again 765 times. I would feel sick, I think. Don't you? To be fair, even doing one, I think I wouldn't feel well. I've never done one, but I was so close. I actually had an appointment to do one. This was back in college. I did a semester in Australia abroad, and because New Zealand is close by, we took a vacation to New Zealand when I was living in Australia. And that's the Queenstown is the capital of bungee jumping. And don't fact check this, but I'm pretty sure that it was invented there. Anyways, it's a big thing. So I was like, I'm going to do this. I signed up. I had the appointment for the following day to go bungee jumping, to jump off this bridge. And I didn't sleep at all. I was freaking out all night long, so sweaty. And the next morning, I went back and I was like, listen, I can't do this. And they thankfully gave me a full refund. I took that refund and I went on a Lord of the Rings tour, which honestly was way more fun, seeing like the sets where they filmed everything. I had a blast and I do not regret that decision. Anywho, here's a statistic that just absolutely blows my mind. More than one third of Americans who make at least $250,000 a year say that they're living paycheck to paycheck. $250,000 a year. A third of those people, according to this poll that was done, say they're living paycheck to paycheck. I have to believe that that's either because of insane amounts of debt, which understandable. I mean, if you're a doctor or have done any kind of long stint in school, of course your debt's going to be high. That or they've just bought too many fancy things. You overspent. But still, that blows my mind. My goodness. I know people who make far less than that and aren't living paycheck to paycheck. Here's something that doesn't make much sense to me. A California court has ruled that bees are a type of fish in order to protect them under the state's Endangered Species Act. So it's a technicality. They just did it to, you know, get them in with this thing. Which is good, but how bizarre and absurd, really, that they have to do that to get these bees protected. Why does politics have to be so confusing and complicated, right? Having an Elvis impersonator do your wedding in Las Vegas might be a thing of the past. Vegas wedding chapels who do this were sent a cease and desist letter to stop using Elvis's likeness for wedding ceremonies. And if it sticks, it could be a huge blow. The Vegas wedding industry generates $2 billion a year. And officials say that Elvis-themed weddings represent a significant number of ceremonies. If you are graduating this year, first of all, congratulations. Amazing. If you don't know what you want to do with your life, if you have no idea, you are not alone. According to a poll, 34% of graduates, high school and college, were included in this poll. 34% of graduates feel this way. They're like, I have no clue. And it's hard. The only advice I have, I think this can be helpful for people, maybe you can try this, is to make a list of three things. One, things you're good at. Two, things that you enjoy doing. And then three, things that people would pay you to do. And if there's something that can land in all three categories, then that's what you do. I mean, that's a place to start, at least. That's my little bit of advice. Anyways, have a good night. Another Debbins On Demand right here for you tomorrow afternoon. If you haven't subscribed, please do. You can get this podcast pretty much anywhere you get your podcast now. And you can always catch me on the air too, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 98PXY. Have a good one.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.